Today's date is the 6th of May 2016. My name is Zena Wedgwood and with me is a young lady called Tony Proud. Tony is 17 years old. Tony received support from the Family Support Service from around March 2014 to around August 2015. This is when Tony finished her GCSEs and the support naturally came to an end. Thank you for agreeing to meet with me today. Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, thank you.
Great. So can you tell us, what school are you from?
Whilst I was receiving the support, I was attending St John Fisher High School, but I'm now at Trinity Sixth Form studying Health and Social Care, English Literature and Psychology.
Great, thank you. We want to talk to you about your experience with the Family Support Service. Can you tell me why you were referred to the Family Support Service and at the time what problems were you experiencing?
I was experiencing family problems concerning a sibling, exam school stress, friendship breakups and relationship breakup.
Thank you. And can you describe how you were feeling before you were referred? How difficult were things for you at that time? And if we look at perhaps a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you're feeling really stressed, 10 being that you're feeling okay.
Yeah, I did feel very stressed. Perhaps on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say 3 or 4. I didn't feel like I had anyone to talk to and I also felt quite lonely.
Okay, and had you heard of this support service before? And did you have any preconceptions about the service?
Yes, I did. I've seen leaflets and adverts. Also, some of my friends had used the service before. I was a bit optimistic about how the service could actually help me personally.
Okay. And can you describe how you felt about being referred into the service?
Yeah, I felt hopeful. Finally had someone to talk to and share my problems with if I needed to.
That's great. Thank you. Can you now describe how you felt at your first meeting with the family support worker?
Yeah, well, my first support worker was Jackie. I felt very comforted. I then had a changeover of support workers. I felt this was a good transition, but I felt a bit uneasy at first because I didn't know my new support worker, Zena. Then I met Zena and felt comforted again as I could trust both of them and they were both really nice.
Fantastic. And tell me about what happened at the meeting.
We talked, I was given advice. It could also boost my self-esteem. And we planned and discussed overall the aims of the work together would be.
Thank you. And okay, so you had two support workers. So what were they like? What were your support workers like? How did they make you feel? Did they listen to you? Did they make you feel at ease? Did they explain the process?
Yeah, they were both very friendly and nice. They were easy to talk to. They were approachable, so it was easy for me to explain what was going on. They made me feel confident and special and felt like I was worth something. I felt listened to and felt comfortable to share my problems with them.
Thank you. And what help did the support worker provide? Was there any referrals or was it regular support on a weekly basis? What support did you get?
No referrals were actually needed. It was just enough to have a familiar face once a week in school and just someone to talk to, really.
Okay, and so you met with them once a week? Was this the same day, same time?
Or? It was sort of a different time every week, but it was at least I got that one session in a week with them.
Great, thank you. And then what happened then? Did you have more meetings? Did they help you in other ways as the support progressed?
Well, I had the regular meeting once a week and then overall it boosted my self-esteem. I was less emotional because I was the most emotional person ever. I was made to feel unique, it gave me importance and it made me feel confident to want to try and help others in a similar situation to me.
Fantastic. So what did you get out of the support and the advice?
It was just nice to know someone was there to listen in a non-judgmental way, to offer empathy and understanding of like home and school life.
Thank you. So the question is, how are things for you now? What improvements or changes have you experienced, Tony?
Well, I'm in a much better place. I'm happier in myself. Although the meetings are now closed, I often pop in to see Zena as she listens and I know where she is if I ever have problems.
Fantastic. And what impact has it had on you and your family, or just yourself?
Yeah, family life's much better now. I find it easier to cope with any struggles. As from the help from the support worker, I now know how to deal with these problems, so it's easier.
Fantastic, thank you. And can you tell me what life is like for you now? What's next for you?
Yeah, well, after my A-levels at Sixth Form, I'm hoping to go to university to hopefully study law, psychology, or maybe something helping children in a similar way to what I was in. I'm much happier as I've surrounded myself with lots of friends and family.
So do you think the service that you received has given you tools to want to support and help people who are in similar situations?
Yeah, I believe that, like, from my skills that I've learned, I can do that.
Fantastic. And what would you say to any other children or young people or parents who are indeed experiencing any difficulties?
I'd definitely promote the service, as it took me from a place of loneliness and sadness to extreme happiness. I feel a much better person, and I believe the service is very, very beneficial. They're not just workers, but you also find friends in them.
Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell me that we've perhaps not talked about? I mean, you've answered really clearly and precisely there. Thanks, Tony. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think that's everything.
No? Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's everything.
Thank you. So thank you so much for talking to me today. It will really help us to raise awareness about the support we give to young people. What we will do next is we'll contact you with the written piece to let you know before it's been published. Thank you so much, Tony.